From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Jordan's king reaffirms strong action against Islamic State militants. Jordan's King Abdullah has vowed to take tough action against Islamic State militants following the gruesome execution of a Jordanian pilot captured after his plane went down during a mission over Syria. Jordan avenged the execution by hanging two convicted Iraqi militants on death row. At a confirmation hearing Wednesday before a U.S. Senate panel, President Obama's Defense Secretary nominee Ashton Carter was asked about reports Jordan is having problems obtaining U.S. weapons.
If I'm confirmed, I definitely want to find out what they are and resolve them, because we need partners on the ground to beat ISIS. And the Jordanian people have clearly reacted the way that encourages us to support them.
Meanwhile, concerns over the pilot's downing led the United Arab Emirates to suspend its participation in the U.S.-led coalition air campaign fighting the IS group in Iraq and Syria. The U.S.-led coalition includes more than 60 nations that target the group militarily, politically, and through financial channels. Unidentified gunmen stormed a remote Libyan oil field late Tuesday, killing a dozen people, including four foreign workers identified as two Filipinos and two Guineans. The Al Mabruk oil field is some 160 kilometers south of the Mediterranean coastal city of Sirte. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for Tuesday's attack. Libya has been in chaos and political limbo since longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled and killed in 2011. Islamist rebels have seized the capital Tripoli and set up a rival government, forcing the internationally recognized administration to flee to the east. Armed factions have battled for control of Libya's oil ports. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary-designate Carter also voiced tentative support for supplying lethal aid to Ukraine in its battle with pro-Russian separatists. He told a Senate panel Wednesday he favors supplying arms to Ukraine, despite opposition from France and Germany. But Carter insisted economic and political pressure on Moscow should remain the centerpiece of Western efforts to stop Kremlin's aid of rebel forces. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki told reporters there's been no change in U.S. policy.
Our policy hasn't changed. Obviously, there are a range of views and opinions within the administration. That's why we have internal discussions.
So President Poroshenko of Ukraine said today that he expects the U.S. will and soon provide this kind of equipment to Ukraine. Is he being overly optimistic?
Well, those are requests, as you know, that President Poroshenko and the Ukrainians have made, and we've had an ongoing dialogue. But our policy hasn't changed, and a decision hasn't been made to do that.
Three U.S. officials, Vice President Joe Biden, Secretary of State John Kerry, and Defense Chief Chuck Hagel, are heading to Europe to hold separate talks on Ukraine amid fierce fighting in the self-declared Russian-speaking separatist regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. Nigerian-based Boko Haram fighters reportedly killed dozens in a cross-border raid on Fotokol in far northern Cameroon Wednesday. They were confronted by Cameroonian and Chadian soldiers, forcing them out of the village. Cameroon claims dozens of insurgents were killed. In northern Nigeria, the military claims Boko Haram fighters have fled several villages, including Gamboro, following airstrikes by Chadian and Nigerian aircraft. Nigeria is set to hold a February 14 presidential election amid the fighting. So far, the Election Commission has resisted calls to postpone that ballot. The death toll from the crash of a passenger plane in Taiwan rose to 31 Thursday, as search and rescue operations continued for 12 people still missing. Rescue team diver Cheng Yingche says since the fuselage has broken into pieces, the rescue and search operation is made quite difficult. He says rescue teams face the added difficulty of a strong river current, describes the water as murky with little visibility. Internet video showed the twin-engine Trans-Asia plane moments after takeoff. Its right wing, perpendicular to the ground, is seen clipping an elevated highway in a taxicab before crashing into the Keelung River. Authorities say 15 survived, including a child. Al-Qaeda member Zacharias Moussaoui, who helped plot the September 11, 2001 terror attacks, says the Saudi royal family gave money and other help to the terrorist group. The Saudi embassy says Moussaoui is a deranged criminal, insisting there's no evidence of official Saudi involvement. In Africa Cup Nation competition, Ivory Coast defeated Democratic Republic of Congo Wednesday 3-1, earning the right to face either Ghana or Equatorial Guinea in the final match.
That's the latest world news from VOA.